Yes, and I'm Jewelers. This is Carolyn. How may I help you?
Carolyn, it's Gail with RDI Diamonds. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm always fantastic. It's been a minute since I've heard your voice.
I know. I usually get Kurt. He usually answers it before I get to it.
Well, I hope it's busy. I was calling to wish him a happy Saturday. Is he around?
Yeah. Give me just a moment.
Thanks, Carolyn.
It's Garrett.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to call and wish you all the success today. It's early there, but today's got to be a big one.
I know.
It's got to be, right? I mean, today, really the next 12 days are all we've got left.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm doing my diamond dance for you. We got everyone in the office. We got a text from the boss man late last night saying, hey, everyone bundle up. The heater in the office went down. We show up. It's 20 degrees outside. We show up. It's 90 degrees inside. The heater's fine. It was the AC that went down. I'm like, well, we don't need that.
Our heater went out. Last cold snap we had.
Oh, did it? Oh, geez.
I thought. And got that fixed. Prior to that, the air conditioner went out. We have only used it once since we had to get a new one.
Oh, man. And yeah. What's it like there right now? Do you guys have a winter wonderland?
Yeah, I think it's 30 or something like that.
Okay. Have you had much snow yet?
Haven't had any yet. It's got a cold front coming through tonight, this afternoon tonight. So.
But you don't have a lot of precipitation out there anyway, in general, right?
Yeah.
I'm willing it into being. You're going to sell some. What did you end up selling yesterday? How was Friday?
It was okay. So
good.
We're down a little bit, but not enough to. I mean, not something. To,
you're not doing backflips. Yeah, we're not doing backflips of excitement. It's trickling. Yeah, I'm telling you today. And next week, the next 6 days are going to be real busy. So, and I'm willing it into being. I have all the control for it. So consider yourself touched. We'll pass along all the good luck. You'll sell big necklaces and engagement rings, and hopefully you'll get somebody that comes in asking for a big 3-carat that, you know, you got to throw a bunch of money at.
You know, we're basically about where we were last year. I mean, just 12,000 or something down is all for the, so far.
It's one sale.
Maybe less. No, maybe 5, I don't know, something like that.
Yeah.
But last year we had the best Christmas we'd had in a long, long time, so.
Well, that kind of explains it, and it must have been, if you're only about 5,000 down over last, you and I did just shy of 100 last year. We did 90,900. This year we're at 34.6.
Yeah.
So has it been a lot more lab grown?
Well, we've sold lab grown pretty well, but
yeah,
we just hadn't sold
loose natural or natural stuff. So, I mean, this year a lot of people, and the only reason I ask that is because I have a couple customers, quite a few customers actually, in the same boat. And they're like, color. We're doing a ton of color. And I'm like, I don't sell that. I don't sell that, or I don't sell enough lab grown, you know what I mean? So it's just.
I hear those people talking about color, and we haven't really seen it.
Okay.
But last year, didn't we have a big sale right there? I think Ryan had a big sale right at the end of the year.
That's actually the difference. Exactly the difference. If you look, not 60K. 301 ESI2 for 30,000. That was literally invoiced on the 27th of December.
Well, we didn't get that deal on our books until the next month.
Oh, because when they come to when they come and pay for it in full and pick it up is
yeah.
when. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. But we still had December was still without that. December was still good. I mean, it was.
That was just a cherry on top.
So made our January look great, you know. And then, but then everything started being normal.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's amazing what we can pack into the next couple weeks, and it will happen. It will happen.
Yeah.
So, you know, but
it always has it. I don't. This lab grown stuff is kind of irritating, but
yeah,
we just wade through it.
And that's all we can do. Well, I gotta beat 500,000. That's what I sold last December. I'm gonna try and beat it. I'm already halfway there. I got about 250 sold. I got to get another 250 sold. So,
you will.
We'll figure it out. Yeah, easy, right? Yeah, no problem. No problem.
You'll get some of those big deals going.
They
stack up pretty quick.
I can't have a private conversation to save my life. One of my reps, Tammy, I think you've spoken to her before. She's currently working on a 20 carat, $840,000. It's already shown. It's between ours and another store's. So cross your fingers and toes. But she's going to blow me out of the water if she sells that bad boy. isn't that wild, though? It's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff, you know? It's an, just $1 million, no problem. Why not?
People with money still have money.
That's right. But the problem that I've always found is people with money don't spend it. But, you know, that's how they keep it. Yeah, or they think it goes further than it does. You know, they think their money should go further, I guess. But we still get some good pops like that. We sold a 8-carat for 430. Yeah, that was 2 months ago, a month ago. And but we're trying to get into that bigger stuff. A lot of they like you said, that lab grown is frustrating and everything. But I see it coming around. I see a lot more natural calls. And 6-carat total weight studs this year have been very good. 4-carat total weight. I mean, I think that's pretty big. 3-carats in each year is pretty egregious, but we've sold 10-carat total weight studs, and I think they spend most of their time looking at the floor.
Yeah.
But, you know.
You have to have a little extra little
support on the back.
Yeah. Put a washer back there.
Yeah. Make sure they're staying upright. But
I don't think that'd do it. It might have to have a little
like a lever on the back.
Little tennis bracelet type thing that goes from the ear from the diamond back up over the ear.
to hold it upright. Yeah, I mean, it's funny. And there are always these old ladies, 80 years old. The last set of 4-carat total weights, they're only fours, but I sold them to this lady, and my jeweler made the same joke. He's like, dude, when she put them on, I had to hold the mirror underneath her chin so she could see them. But, hey, they look great on her. That's what I'd say.
Yeah, it looks good. If I sold those, I'd go over to her house and hold them up.
That's right. That's right. Not a problem. We've got you. But too funny. All right, well, listen, I'm going to get out of your way.
Okay.
Have a phenomenal day. Tell Ryan, Kellen, everyone, happy holidays. Go sell some stuff, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Thanks, Kurt. Take care.